There was one other thing I wanted to ask you. And again, I think it's mentioned in Pixie McGeeky's book, and it's the story of how your family came out from England and first settled in Burnaby. And I was wondering if you could just repeat the story of why your family decided to come and how they came and what you remember of it as a small boy coming across the Atlantic.
Yes. Well, to start with, my dad thought there were only two in the family, then two boys. And my dad always thought that there were better opportunities out here for the boys than there would be in England. That's why he decided to come. And he already had a brother out here, which was the one that owned your property. And he persuaded him to come out here. At that time, he lived in Oregon, down in the States. And he persuaded him to come out here. So instead of, my dad came here when he got to Vancouver, or Westminster rather, he stopped. He didn't go to Oregon. His brother wanted him to come to Oregon, but he wanted to stay in Canada. So he settled in Westminster and lived right where Queen's Park is now, in the house there, right where Queen's Park is. And we stayed there for 2 or 3 years, and during that time, he built his home in Burnaby, right in the bush, solid bush. Just took out enough of the bush to put the house. And if you wanted to see anything, see the sky, you just went outside and looked up like that through the trees. That's the only way you could see anything.
Why did you choose Burnaby?
Well, land was offered there in Burnaby cheap. If you bought land in Burnaby, across the lake, where there were no settlement and very few trails, land was $1 an acre to buy. But he chose the other, your side of the lake, Burnaby Lake, because there was a trail there, the old trail to Vancouver, and the old Black Trail, they called it, Black's Trail. And he bought land in there, it was $10 an acre. But if he'd gone across the lake, Burnaby Lake, he could have got it for $1 an acre. And the house, it cost him $12 to bring a furniture for an 8-room house from England by sailing ship to Vancouver. It comes out as ballast for the ships, sailing ships that came from Britain to pick up lumber at the old Vancouver Hastings Mill. They used to load lumber, then go back again, pick up furniture, settlers' furniture for ballast, come back here, take another load of lumber, go back. And they kept doing that. And it cost $12 to bring an 8-roomed house full of furniture, everything. Came out here for $12. That's all it cost. And it took 6 months to get it here.
Around Cape Horn?
Sailing ship around Cape Horn. And the ship, when it came, unloaded the furniture here on Burrard Inlet and picked up a load of lumber and went back. That's the way it was done all the time. And when they first did it, it used to take them 6 months to make the trip.
And how did you get it from Burrard Inlet to your home in Burnaby?
By logging truck. We had a big logging outfit at Burnaby, at Still Creek. You know where Still Creek is?
Yes.
Well, there was a big logging camp settled in there and did all the land clearing and took all the big timber off and hauled it through the bush all the way to Westminster, through the bush to a mill in Westminster, and run by oxen. The motive power was oxen.
So your furniture was hauled by oxen?
From Vancouver to Burnaby by oxen, and it cost us $12 to haul it from Vancouver to Burnaby, and $12 from England to Vancouver.
Do you remember the trip across?
Oh, yes.
How old were you then?
7.
Where did your family live in England?
Where did they live?
Yes.
Up in the north, in
Lake
Cumberland.
Lake District.
Right up in Cumberland, Lake Windermere.
And where did you take ship?
from Liverpool.
Could you tell me about the crossing?
On the boat?
Yes.
Yes. It was the Allen Line. The Circassia was the name of the ship. Circassia. And it came directly to Montreal. Then we took the train from Montreal to Vancouver, one of the old tourist trains that they used to run, with tourist cars, with a big stove at one end, and you cooked your own meals right on the train. You had your own quarters in the train, your own part of the car, your own seat, and your own bunks, upper and lower berth, all that sort of thing, and you cooked your own meals. We used to bring a big hamper, one of these big English hampers, with all the food that you needed in it, you know, and then pick up food on the way. And they had a proper cooking stove at the end of the car.
And was it fitted out with pots and pans?
Yes, all that was fitted on. Tourist coaches, they call them.
What sorts of things did you as a boy bring with you?
Oh, I really don't know what I've forgotten about that. I don't think we brought very much as boys, and our own clothes and all that. No, we didn't bring anything.
And your family waited for most of their household goods to come around?
That's it, they had to wait till it came. 6 months later.
And you brought the whole house, the whole house full of furniture?
Bought everything, yeah.
Did you buy anything when you came to...
Oh, it was small stuff to get along with Lit Dame, you know.
Was as much stuff available in the stores here?
Oh, yes, in Westminster. That stores there, you know. They were quite nice stores. Not like they are now, of course, but